My name is Adam Drexinger, and I am 24 years old. Today is November 20th, 2022. I'm speaking with Rachel Friedholm, who is my mom. I'm recording this interview in Burnt Hills, New York. What are some of your favorite things you did with your family when you were younger?
Well, what I liked to do when I was younger was I like to do yard work with my family and go camping because I like the outdoors. Also, we didn't eat out very often, but sometimes we would go to this really fancy restaurant in Schenectady, and I loved that because after the salad, they brought you the sorbet as a palate cleanser before your main course, and it was always so delicious.
Can you tell me about someone who has had a big influence in your life, and what lessons did that person teach you?
So my dad was a huge influence on my life because he taught me to be positive and optimistic. He supported my dreams and taught me that I could dream and to also always go to an expert if you need help with something. Like, for example, if I was having trouble with a math problem, go to someone who was really good at math. Or if I wanted to make a really nice lasagna, search for a chef or a cookbook that teaches me to do that well. But for everything, go to the person that has a lot of knowledge or expertise in that area.
Are there any traditions that have been passed down your family? And can you tell me about them?
Well, just one tradition that I remember is that, and I try to continue this, is to go around the table at Thanksgiving time and say what we are grateful for.
Were there any teachers that you really liked when you were in school?
I liked a lot of my teachers. My fourth grade teacher, Mrs. Provost, she was really strict. She actually made me pee my pants once, but she taught me to be a really good writer. And my fifth grade teacher, Mrs. Mulvey, she was my swim coach also, but she was really warm and loving, and I can remember having that feeling in her classroom, which was nice. And my high school ELA and math teachers were really amazing. They helped me with schoolwork and life advice. And my high school chemistry teacher was so enthusiastic. He made learning chemistry really fun. He used to jump up on one of the desks, and he only had one arm because he had lost an arm in Vietnam. And he used to jump up on the desk when he was talking about protons and say, "I'm a proton, I have positive charge," and yell real loud.
Back when you were younger, what did you think you were going to be when you grew up?
Well, I think like a lot of kids, I wanted to be a vet. I wanted to be a doctor. I wanted to be a social worker. So I ended up being a teacher, but those are all things that I had wanted to be when I was younger.
Can you tell me about what role religion played on your life when you were growing up?
So religion played a huge role in my life. My parents were very religious and spiritual. My mom still is. We went to both their churches, and sometimes we go to two churches on a given Sunday. We always said grace before dinner. When we were younger, we always knelt down and prayed next to our beds before we would climb into bed. And we were involved in a lot of church activities.
Do you have any favorite stories from your childhood?
Well, I have some memories. My first memory and story, I guess, is about my dad. I think this is probably one of my earliest memories, is helping him pick up sticks in the yard. And I really like that feeling of helping him while being outside. And then when I was older, because we would continue to do yard work together, I remember helping him dig up a garden, and it was really hot out, and I was old enough, and at the end, he asked me if I wanted a beer, and I did, and it tasted so good because we were so hot, and it was cold, and that was my first beer. And with my mom, I really loved helping her cook and sew and bake, and she taught me how to do all those things, and it was really fun to work together on a project or a recipe and see the finished product.
For future generations of your family listening to this years from now, is there any wisdom you want to pass on to them, and what would you want them to know?
Well, some of the wisdom is the same wisdom my parents imparted on me, which is to stay positive and work hard at everything and to always have dreams or goals, like an updated vision board or a list of goals every year or two. For me, my wisdom is to always have faith in whatever form that takes for you, to eat healthy food because you really are what you eat. And this is kind of sounds silly, but to always buy really good shoes, good quality shoes that are comfortable, because if your feet are miserable, then usually you're miserable. And finally, just to always walk a mile in someone's shoes before you judge them. I think a lot of people are too quick to judge others, and we really don't know what's going on in their life. So I think it's important to try to have compassion and empathy for others.